From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, July 30th, 2026. Maine Governor Janet Mills is not saying if she'll endorse fellow Democrat Troy Jackson in the U.S. Senate race. Steve Missler has more.
The governor's press office did not respond to a request from Maine Public about whether she planned to back Jackson in his high-profile bid to unseat Republican Senator Susan Collins in November. Early this week, Mills stopped short of endorsing him when asked about it by WMTW. She told the station that Collins is vulnerable and should be defeated. Jackson and Mills have had a rocky relationship dating back to when she was first sworn into office and he became president of the Maine Senate. Jackson was also critical of the governor during his unsuccessful bid for governor this year and often blamed her for blocking bills that he proposed in the legislature. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
In the wake of the fatal ICE shooting of a Colombian man in Biddeford earlier this month, the agency's processing facility in Scarborough is coming under increased scrutiny. The Scarborough Town Council last night unanimously approved a proclamation asking the state's congressional delegation to consider relocating the office. Councilor Scott Doherty, a Republican, said he believes there is a role for federal immigration enforcement, but that ICE, as it stands, needs to be reined in.
You can't have them killing innocent people, you know, so this is a very serious issue, and we have to bring attention to it.
Many residents called on the town to go further in investigating operations at the facility. In the weather tonight, cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle, lows 54 to 61. And that's this evening's Maine News. For Maine Public, I'm Ari Snyder. Federal regulators have fined Woodland Pulp Mill in Baileyville nearly $800,000 for exposing workers to chemical hazards. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration investigated the mill following the deaths of two workers in January and a chemical fire in March. Patty White reports.
OSHA announced Thursday that it issued four citations to Woodland Pulp for willfully exposing workers to deadly hydrogen sulfide gas levels without proper alarms and breathing devices, and for allowing overflow wood pulp to build up in storage areas. The release of toxic gas in January resulted in the deaths of 20-year-old chemical engineering student Casey Malcolm and 26-year-old chemical engineer Alan Hornberger. OSHA issued eight additional citations for serious safety violations related to the incident and to the chemical fire in March. Woodland Pulp has received more than a dozen citations over the past decade, including for an incident in 2017 when 14 workers were taken to a hospital for chemical exposure. The company has 15 days to pay the penalties or contest the findings. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Five of the six elementary schools in the Bonnie Eagle School District in Buxton will need to replace their playgrounds after a district audit deemed them unsafe. Superintendent Brian Campbell says a review was undertaken after a student got stuck on a damaged part of a play structure.
There are issues with some of the fixtures, kind of a state of disrepair, exposed metal, rusted metal, flaking metal. Some of the plastic areas were damaged, and with the age of the fixtures, those pieces couldn't be replaced.
Maine does not require playground inspections. Campbell says a change to state law and some funding to support it could help other districts take similar steps to ensure kids are safe. 650 acres of important habitat for rare and endangered species in York County is being bought and preserved as a new state wildlife management area. The Jabung Woods abuts a branch of the Mousam River and is one of the largest undeveloped parcels in the river watershed. Funding for the purchase was split between the Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife and Maine Coast Heritage Trust. The parcel will be open for hunting, fishing, and recreation. Organizers of a petition to remove AI-powered flock cameras from Auburn have submitted more than 1,800 signatures to the city. Local lawmakers spearheaded the effort after residents objected to the city's installation of the AI-powered cameras without a public hearing or vote. The city of Auburn will now verify the signatures and present them to Auburn City Council, which can vote to enact the ban or send it to Auburn voters. The city has declined to continue the existing contract with Flock, but the door remains open for the city to use automatic license plate readers in the future. Maine Wildlife Park officials have announced the unexpected loss of their beloved black bear, Lovey. In a Facebook post, they say one of her keepers observed her eating and behaving normally Wednesday morning, A little while later, the keeper said Lovey suddenly collapsed and passed away within minutes. The park says a veterinary necropsy will be performed to help determine the cause of her death. Lovey came to the Maine Wildlife Park in 2021 after the wildlife facility where she had been living closed. The 28th annual Beach to Beacon 10K will be run in Cape Elizabeth this Saturday. Race founder Joan Benoit Samuelson says she loves bringing new runners to the place where she fell in love with running.
I've traveled all over the world, and these are some of the most beautiful roads I've ever run. So I just thought, you know, to bring runners from around the world to my home course would be kind of cool.
Benoit Samuelson won the first women's Olympic marathon in 1984 and is a two-time winner of the Boston Marathon. She grew up in Cape Elizabeth. She says she won't be running this year, but that we will likely see her on the course for the 30th anniversary in 2028. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, arts, health, and healing. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.